All right, folks, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Wednesday, December 16th. A Politico reporter, Jake Sherman, he covers the stimulus beat. Frankly, this guy's been pretty pessimistic about stimulus, but he tweeted this morning, breaking, Hill negotiators are on the brink of a $900 billion coronavirus rescue package that would include a new round of direct payments, but would leave out state and local aid and a liability shield. A deal could come as early as this morning. More on Politico shortly. I'll get into the Politico article on this a bit later. It's anonymously sourced, right? So nothing crazy there, but I will go over what Politico is hearing right now. But let's back up. As I told you yesterday, Pelosi, McConnell, Schumer, and McCarthy met in Pelosi's office with Mnuchin phoning in. Subject of discussion, stimulus, and government funding. They were meeting for a long, long time yesterday, but we didn't get much details about what they actually talked about. I didn't make a video after they met because A, it was really late, and B, they didn't really give us a lot. They met at 4 p.m. Eastern time. They met for about an hour. Then they took a break. Then they met again at 7:30 p.m. for about an hour as well. Then they split up. McConnell and McCarthy left Pelosi's office to discuss things. They met separately in McConnell's office while Pelosi and Schumer stayed in Pelosi's office. Then after about an hour and a half, the Republicans, McConnell and McCarthy, they went back to Pelosi's office to talk to Pelosi and Schumer again. And, you know, they're talking close to midnight, right? However, there were some good indications last night. For example, whenever a reporter caught out with one of these folks, one of these cats, as they were walking around the Capitol to and fro offices or leaving the Capitol, there was optimism in the tone, okay? CNN congressional reporter here said that McCarthy said, I think it's going really well. I think we are close. I think we built a lot of trust. I think we're moving in the right direction. I think there's a possibility of getting it done, finalizing it out if it's possible. Asked if the deal is less than $1 trillion, McCarthy said, let us work it all out. Upon leaving the Capitol, Pelosi said, when asked about state and local and liability protection of the relief bill, Pelosi said, we're talking about going forward. We're not talking about that. We're all here late. There's morning communications, the secretary and each other. And tomorrow we'll be back early and we'll be on schedule to get the job done. We'll be on schedule to get the job done. That's pretty positive, right? Now, this reporter clarified that when Pelosi said, we're not talking about that, when asked about state and local liability protection, she meant she's not going to get into the specifics of that with reporters right now. Okay. Not necessarily saying we're not talking about state and local liability protection. Okay. However, the Politico article, this morning, it's saying that the negotiators, right, which I take to mean Pelosi, McConnell, Schumer, McCarthy, probably Mnuchin as well, are on the brink of a coronavirus rescue package that would include a second round of direct payments, but would likely leave out state and local funding and liability shield, according to multiple sources involved with and briefed on the talks. Politico is saying the price tag of the emergence deal is nearly $900 billion, and a deal could be finalized as early as this morning. If this is true, then Pelosi caved once again. She held out this whole freaking year for state and local funding. And if it's come to this, wow, what a capitulation. But later in this brief article, it says that this emerging compromise doesn't include that pot of money as originally envisioned, but Democratic negotiators say they have secured other aid to states in the bill. What is this other aid? Is it just money for vaccine distribution? I don't know. So maybe this isn't as large a capitulation as one might think by just reading the first paragraph here. We're short on details. You know, please forgive that. This isn't confirmed. This is simply anonymous sources. But if this is true, then looking at this thing here with a price tag of $900 billion in that ballpark, I'm thinking they're looking at something like maybe something like the 748 bill, right? You got to throw in $600 stimulus checks, right? Or if not $600, certainly some amount less than $1,200, right? Not specified in the article, but that's what this would look like to me. And this would be despite that bipartisan group over and over and over saying no stimulus checks, right? But also in light of many, many members of the House this week, along with members of the Senate, right? Like Bernie Sanders and Josh Hawley calling for more stimulus checks. But will the four corners here pull through for us? What do you think? How do you feel about this report? Do you think something like this will actually happen? And if it does, what's your take on it? Personally, look, I know $600 stimulus checks. When I asked, hey, what do you think about this? A lot of you said, yeah, that's insulting, but it's better than nothing. So that's what I got for you right now. I'm obviously keeping abreast of this stuff as the situation develops. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.